inspiration, and motivation is just a podcast away at hrnradio.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to HealthyLife.net. This is Steve Aspel, Aspel and the Esplanade, and I'm sitting here on another beautiful day with South Bay J. Cruz.
Yeah, people don't believe how beautiful it is here
until they
end up here. I mean, when I was come down on vacations, I was like, what do I got to do to end up living in the South Bay?
Exactly. That's why it's so expensive and everything. You know, it's amazing. You know, it's you could go golfing a day.
Uh-huh.
You could drive for 2 hours and go skiing.
Yeah.
But you can go, or there's people I know out there surfing those monster waves.
I know.
And they are big out by the pier and by the chart house down there.
Okay.
The breakwater. They're amazing. But it's a unique place to live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and probably on this continent, it is the best.
I think so.
Yeah, it is the best. Well, you know, if you discuss it with San Diego or something, all Southern California is great. The weather you can't beat.
I agree.
You know, we were freezing last night going, well, it's 60.
I know, which was a heat wave in Seattle a month ago.
And we get a little bit of rain. We're out dancing in it in Seattle. They rain every day.
Yeah, they don't even put on a jacket.
So we have no problems here. You know, all our problems here are first world problems.
Yeah, and that's a good position to be in.
Yeah, I had to drive. I left the Riviera Village today at 9:15, and I had to be at Howard Hughes Parkway at Centinela and Sepulveda up in Westchester at 10.
Okay.
Everybody laughed. You're not going to make it. I made it there. I got there at 9:41.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't that much traffic.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a holiday. It's just the fact that you know, we complain about traffic.
Yeah.
Just because we like to complain about something.
Yeah, exactly.
But we don't live in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And right now there's no traffic in Iowa because they can't drive their cars.
Because of the black ice or snow.
Yeah, black ice, snow, and stupid people. I don't know. But, I went up to Dr. Curlin Job's office this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I have, the back surgeries in June.
Okay.
Well, they determined that, something's just happening to my all the muscular system or the lack of muscles.
Right.
So, the MRIs last week. And so today, we said I definitely need hip replacement.
Mm.
And I've never met the doctor until today. It turns out he could be younger. He's about, he can't be 35.
Oh, man.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
And, but Curlin Jobs, it's a machine.
Okay.
And they were the inventors of all this stuff. You know, they used to be the Rams doctor.
Yeah.
The Dodgers doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they were based at Centinela Hospital in Inglewood. And why, there's two reasons it was kind of unique I was there, is about 40 years ago, or 43 years ago, I hung out with this lady. Didn't date.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't date at all. It was just platonic. But I coached her son in flag football.
Oh, okay.
And he had no father, so she made me his adopted father.
Okay.
And she was Dr. Curlin's private assistant.
Oh,
not a nurse or anything, just his gopher.
Yeah.
So she had seats for everything.
Uh-huh.
And her son, Scott, since I was like his designated big brother,
nice.
I went to probably 30 games of the Forum on the floor seats Dr. Curlin's seats.
All right.
I went to many, many games for the old L.A. Kings, right of the glass.
The old Forum?
The old Forum. Uh-huh. I went everywhere. And Dodgers in that little dugout behind home plate, which is now gone.
Yeah.
And all my friends, of course, thought I was doing the dirty deed with this lady. But we were just buddies because I kind of adopted her son.
Yeah.
Who's now probably 55.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't seen him in years. But now it's a full turnaround. I'm going back to Curlin Job, and he started this. And another unique thing was I posted on my Facebook page today.
Mm-hmm.
Their office is at Hughes Center at Sepulveda and Centinela, basically the 405.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 55 years ago, that's the same property that I was taught how to ride a motorcycle.
Oh, wow.
We used to call them the bean fields.
Yeah.
And you ride all the way from there. You cross Sepulveda. You take a little path, and you go ride by Hughes, where they built the Spruce Goose and all that.
Uh-huh.
You could ride all the way to the beach without going on a road.
Oh, wow.
But I learned how to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
But in that same field, right where that doctor's office is, I crashed more times than I can count.
That's probably why you're going to the doctor now.
He told me that again today.
Injuries.
This new doctor that I saw that was referred by my back doctor, he saw the same MRIs. And the other doctor told me I lived a violent life.
Yeah.
And this guy looked at my x-rays and MRIs, and these are current. X-rays were today.
Uh-huh.
MRI was last week. He goes, what the hell have you done to yourself?
Uh-huh.
I've never met this guy in my life.
Yeah.
He looks at me and goes, you're in reasonably good shape. I told him I just lost almost 50 pounds.
Yeah.
He goes, well, thank God you did it. You wouldn't be able to walk right now.
Right.
He goes, what the hell did you do?
Wow.
He goes, did you play like real grown up stuff?
Tackle football?
And I said, yeah, but not as a grown up.
Yeah.
You know, kid stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going to have to schedule for after New Year's.
Uh-huh.
Pam's birthday is the 28th of December. And I'll just schedule it. And you got whatever, a month. So I'll be
schedule
coming.
It like after February, so you can watch the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Well, my birthday's no good time. My birthday's in February. Okay. I want to be healed up in time for the river.
Yeah. Okay.
You know. So.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's gonna feel good after you're all
then
and healthy.
I don't want to sit around and all of a sudden put 40 pounds back on, sit on my ass while healing.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be a unique thing.
Mm-hmm.
So right now I've lost the weight by not giving up anything.
Yeah.
Or donuts. I gave up donuts.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to probably
get. A little bread,
yeah.
And I use almond milk on my Special K.
So coconut milk is a little better, actually.
Really? Well, yeah. Almond milk's like a whole shot of it for breakfast. It's 30 calories.
Yeah.
It's amazing, but I learned to like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I really haven't given up anything, especially vitamin potato,
uh-huh.
You know, and a little potato and orange juice.
Uh-huh.
But it's amazing. But if I don't go to the gym every day, ride that stupid bike for an hour.
Yeah.
I'll bloat back up. I'm not throwing away my old clothes, put it that way.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's my day-to-day. So ever since we've been doing this since June, I've been having this discussion about doctors.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
But, you know, you've been doing the right thing. I mean, a lot of people, you know, they'll have an issue like this, and, you know, unfortunately, they won't be proactive and do something where, you know, if you know you're going to need surgery, the best thing to do is get your body in shape for the recovery. You know, does that mean lose weight? Does that mean, you know, change your diet a little bit? You know, start doing something to prepare for it so that, you know, when you recover, you can recover in a better state of mind.
Yeah, I still have my vices and not in a healthy life kind of way. But it's basically, I've lost all that weight. And he says if you still weighed 250-something, you'd be using a cane right now.
Yeah.
And anyway, hell or high water, I'm going to get down to the 1-something, 199.
Nice.
I'll go have a donut or something like that. But I'm trying to get there by New Year's.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah, feels
but
good,
it's,
though.
Yeah, it's good. I go to the gym, and the one guy goes, God, you walk like an old man. I go, I'm not going to tell him both my hips are out.
Yeah.
I go, well, I am an old man.
Uh-huh.
Just get over it. But I'm here riding that stupid bike for an hour.
Yeah.
Have you ever done those bikes?
Oh, yeah. Stationary bikes.
As long as you have headphones, is there something on TV?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
Yeah, I enjoy, you know, riding a, you know, actual bike, but, you know, for exercise, a stationary bike, very good. You know, number one, we don't deal with rain here very often.
Right.
You know, but, you know, it is the cold couple months here, December, January, February. By March, it'll be, you know,
well, 80s. When I go, it's 5:30 in the morning. It's cold anyway.
So there's that. And then, you know, as much as I love riding down at the Strand and stuff, that can be a little risky. I mean, number one, even with people kicking sand, just, you know, going back and forth, you could slip and not, you know, be riding along and slip. You've always got, you know, the out of towners who are, you know, looky loo. Now you got people taking pictures and kids, they're not look anywhere. So you got kids, dogs.
You know, it was invented as a bike path, not a strolling path for pregnant women with baby buggies.
Right.
Don't
you
get
know,
me
so,
going.
Yeah. You know, so there's, those elements there too. You got to kind of, you know,
well, my goal, I have a weird goal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the bike. It's not the miles. It's not the time. I stop when it hits 500 calories.
That's cool.
It's usually like an hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of fun. It's my goal, 500 calories.
That's great.
And it kind of works.
You know, well, you're being specific, and that's something that a lot of people don't do when they work out. They're like, yeah, I just want to tone up, or I want to lose weight.
Yeah, I lift my weights, and the doctor goes, boy, I can't believe you're actually, you're doing all these tests. You're pretty strong.
Mm-hmm.
I go, well, I've been lifting weights every day, but not Arnold Schwarzenegger weights.
Yeah.
But it's fun, and because my wife and I now go there every day.
Nice.
Instead of separately, so it's a little more good for the marriage, good for everything.
Yeah, no, she's a runner, correct?
And she comes home and runs their dog.
Okay.
She does a double dipper every day.
All right.
I could
so she's doing some other machines or bikes with you?
She does her own elliptical, and then does weights. But she goes there. She's been going there for 10 years.
Yeah.
Or longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
I went there 10 or 15 years ago for a week. And then 5 years ago, I had my knee replaced. I went there until my knee felt good.
Mm-hmm.
Then I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the kind of person that I'm not a gym rat.
Mm-hmm.
So I worry about having a hip replacement. If I were to miss 3 or 4 weeks,
yeah,
I may never go back.
Yeah.
I'm not, they're not my buddies there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just go.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk into that building like, you know, what's the guy, you know, in Winnie the Pooh? Ooh,
Eeyore.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about, hey, I get to go to the gym.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Uh huh.
But it's still, you know, I do it. And then I don't have a guilty conscience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all good.
And also doing it first thing in the morning, you know, now you got the rest of the day. I've already worked out. Don't do it till tomorrow.
Or like last night, we had Subway.
Yeah.
Pam and I went and got three sandwiches
uh-huh.
for Brett and I and her. Subway sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And like that Jared, the guy that's in jail. Jared.
Yeah.
But, you know, you eat a little Subway now and again.
Sure.
But, I'm not the guy to go to for diet advice.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like it's worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel cheated.
As long as you're working out and burning calories, you can reasonably eat, you know, anything you kind of want. You know?
You cut out certain things. Now, Pam made her annual Christmas cookies, which are incredibly good.
Yeah, and that's really tough to resist. Everyone's doing the annual Christmas cookies.
No, I told her I'm not going to have one. She has to put them aside. I said, I'm not going to have one.
Yeah.
But the trouble is if you give up too much stuff, then when you do binge.
Oh, yeah, you know, you go off the
Yeah,
off the
well,
rim,
we'll see.
Or, yeah.
But, like, you know, last week we went and saw you.
Yeah.
And the other half.
That was nice.
On your 1 year anniversary and out of town.
Yeah.
In El Segundo, Salt Creek Grill.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, Pam and I shared a roast beef sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back. Forget the diet. Your anniversary, 1 year with Narcissus.
Yeah, that's kind of an amazing thing. And you know, an amazing that, you know, for those that have or haven't heard the story, I mean, we met at HT Grill.
Right.
About a year ago. And, you know, they had not been there for a long time, and then a couple of days up to that show, there was some they might not still be there.
Exactly, a little political problems there.
You know, so there was some of that going on, and you know, you sort of were able to get the olive branch between the club and the band,
mm-hmm.
and get everyone to agree on whatever that was a disagreeable term before that, and you know, I really wanted to make it a point to be back there. To support them, because I
right.
knew it had been 3 years, and I knew that, you know, that's kind of one of the first place I think you started seeing them. And,
I did, exactly.
And,
right.
you know, there was a lot of folks in Redondo Beach who had, you know, over the years had dropped their name my way, going, hey, you know, you ought to check out this band, Feed the Kitty. They're very good, very talented, nice guys, and they play around here, you know, a lot of places all the time. So, you know, you ought to get a chance to check them out. And probably a good 5-6 people had, you know, dropped their name. And you started, you know, watching them too. And I think I had even gone down and, was one of the, people filled with liquid courage one night and went up and sang when they were doing, band karaoke at Mickey Finn's.
God, that was horrible.
It was, you know.
And went there once.
I'd like to think I was one of the least offensive of everybody, doing that.
The patrons were offensive. No wonder he wrote a song about it. Yeah,
it's
a poop hole.
Definitely.
It's
so,
no longer Mickey Finn's.
Yeah, you know, when you go through and you pay your dues, that's paying your dues as a musician.
They did.
Those years there. So, you know, there's a quote from, I think it's Rounders, I think, you know, it's about all these poker players guys, but I think the actor John Turturro says, oh, I wanted to come and play a game to celebrate, I forget the Matt Damon's character, whatever his name, his triumphant return to the poker mm-hmm. table as he had taken some time off. So I kept saying, well, I want to celebrate your triumphant return to HT Grill, you know.
And you did.
And got out there. And then, you know, on her end, there was a lot of people who had been suggesting that, you know, hey, you might like this band. They're you know, pretty cool, pretty interesting. And, you know, they do have a country sound. She kind of does like country more than I do,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, I mean, I appreciate it. But she's a fan. I mean, she goes to the Stagecoach show every year. She
as
listens,
my daughters do, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and she listens to the country station, which, you know, means I get to listen to the country station.
You are in love.
Exactly. So, you know, so there was a lot of things, you know, on her end for her to go there, you know, in addition to, you know, just some other things. Like, for instance, her ex does hang out at that place. And then, you know,
HD?
So she, you know, it was kind of like, you know, she got in there without him seeing her and, you know, was able to just, you know, and hung out with her friends and stuff who have now, you know, become friends through her of mine as well, who, you know, you've met, Susie and John.
Yes, I have.
And, you know, it's just kind of interesting. I mean, I knew a lot of the people there. There were a lot of the folks that I've gotten to meet through you and Feed the Kitty shows, you know, so I knew probably about 75% of the 30 or so people that were there at the beginning that night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there weren't a lot of seats, you know, and everything was kind of over in a corner and stuff. So it was just kind of mingling about. And then, you know, we end up sitting next to each other. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, everyone says, oh, when you meet somebody, you know, take it slow. And it's like, I don't know, we sort of just clicked. And
you clicked. Yeah, you were dancing, slow dancing that night.
Yeah, you know, we did. And, you know, she gives me a hard time. Purple Rain has become, you know, that's
I saw that the other night at in El Segundo. Your first song popped up when you guys came in.
Yeah, so that's the song she asked me to dance to. You know, and she still, you know, gives me a hard time saying it took me like 10 minutes to say yes, which of course, you know, the song doesn't last 10 minutes or what have you, but you know, we'd been talking a little bit and like she got a food order and I go, "You know, come back and talk to me, but your food's been getting cold. You might want to go eat your food order and then, you know, I'll be right here and, you know, come back over." Mm-hmm. So you know, they do a great job, Feed the Kitty, of Purple Rain. And,
oh,
you know,
yeah, they really extend it out. It's beautiful.
Big fan of Prince, and I know Jack is a huge fan. I mean, that's like one of his ultimate favorites. I like Prince a lot, but I don't say he's my ultimate favorite like, you know, say Jack does. You know, so I know they do a great song, and that song has always had that's my favorite song by, you know, Prince as it is. So it was kind of like, it was just a lot of things are, you know, lining up there. So my 10 minutes in her estimation was probably more like 5 to 10 seconds. I was kind of thinking like, wow, she's asking me to dance to one of my favorite songs by my friend's band. They do a great version of this. So, you know, that dialogue's going on my head as she's wondering, why doesn't he say yes right away? So anyway, so that's why it's our special song.
And you were wearing the same clothes you wore last year.
Yeah, you know.
This is one romantic couple, all you people listening. It's amazing. Well, remember, you were at the show at HT Grill. I think you were at my table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had a table like 3 feet away from hers.
Yeah.
And you were getting crowded out. I don't know what happened. Actually, I know you were kind of bunched in with these girls.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a better idea than hanging out with Pam and I and our old friends. But, yeah, it's cool. I'm glad we were up there, got to share it with you. It was good fun.
Yeah.
And it was great fun.
Thanks for doing that. And then, they went right into a Purple Rain when we got there. You know, I sort of special request going, if you guys can hold that later into the set.
I thought they'd hold off till you had a beer, you know, a little liquid courage or something. You just walked in, all of a sudden, you're dancing.
Yeah, I know.
Well, the truth about Purple Rain and myself is if I heard Prince come on the radio, I'd turn the station.
Uh-huh.
We don't have one Prince album, CD, or anything in my house. Nothing about him is not my thing.
Yeah, sure.
So we were in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and they went into this song, and I'm going, okay, that's interesting. And then Jack went into this. That was his longest ever guitar solo on a Prince song. I think he really extended it out.
Mm-hmm.
That's when poor Jeremy started having problems with lungs.
Yeah.
And then the next song was, I forgot, it was Santana.
Santana, uh-huh.
So he was out beating the drums at 7,000 feet. The poor guy almost died.
Yeah.
But I went, that was great. I just knew it was a great guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even pick up on it was a Prince song.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like I was getting my mind bigoted out by, oh, that's Prince.
Yeah.
So I didn't know he could play guitar.
Yeah.
You know that video they have when he comes on stage with all the old guys for that George Harrison song?
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't seen that until about 6 months ago.
Okay.
I didn't even know Prince could play guitar.
Oh, yeah. He's actually
he's the best.
Like, literally, that's what he's so amazing is that he is such good at everything, but like, had he just wanted to go Guitar Hero,
right,
he would be hands down.
Well, there's a quote from Eric. They asked Eric Clapton what it felt like to be the best guitar player in the world. He said, I don't know. Ask Prince.
Yeah.
But I was, I got to know him because of that. I still don't know any other songs, but every time they play that, I request that song.
Yeah.
And I always put my hands out like a maestro. I start them, you know, start together and put them out. That means long version.
Uh-huh.
But it depends on their mood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their pros.
Absolutely.
But it was a great night. I had a really good time. You know, it was great. We came out just for you guys.
Yeah.
Because that was two nights in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did boozies the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm the guy, I don't want to get laid two nights in a row, much less see the same band two nights, unless you're Grateful Dead in the old days. Well, I've been laid in the old days, too. But it was just basically, well, let's go up because the other half and this half are going to be there. So it was quite fun. So, Narcissus, we love you. And she is beautiful.
Yeah, she is.
Holy Mother of God, she's a drop-dead beautiful woman. So, and very sweet. So I hope you're listening. We love you, and I'm glad you hooked up with South Bay.
She'll probably be listening on the archive.
Now you have to.
Yeah. She usually does.
Aspel and Esplanade paid her the ultimate compliment. Yeah, beautiful. So anyway, now you're getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, don't forget, we have to remind people at the end, we won't be here in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, we might we'll replay this show.
We'll replay. Yeah, we're not going to sing karaoke to Christmas carols.
No.
Half of them are all banned now anyway, I think.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. But it's.
Oh, God, that thing just went out and left the barn, didn't it? That whole...
You got what's that, Frosty the Snowman's? Got no pants on.
No pants and smoking a pipe in front of the kids.
And now you don't know what he's gender neutral.
Yes, Frosty's so not really a
Frosty's
male or female.
Doesn't have anything.
Could go both ways.
I just don't understand it anymore. You know, and you know, even as a kid growing up in a Catholic religion and Catholic school, I never got this virgin part.
Uh-huh.
They should look into that. We need a DNA check on Jesus.
Yeah,
I was the whole world's gone. Crazy. It's beyond crazy.
I know.
I'm not talking about politics, just, you know, about Trump or Hillary or whatever. Just,
right.
Just crazy on correctness. We talked about that last week.
Oh, yeah. It is nuts. I mean, you know, here we're talking about a Christmas song, you know, and I bring up this one song that, it's an old rhythm and blues song called Backdoor Santa, you know, and it's like, you know, a lot of people don't know it because it never really got on the radio. It was pretty much a risque song. And
Backdoor Santa. Oh, wow.
And it's...
But it might have had a nice... It didn't mean anything.
No, you know, it's just kind of a...
You remember the old guys on KLS, Mark and Brian?
Uh-huh.
I used to listen to them religiously in 1990. I lived with Pam for about... I didn't officially live with her at my place in Redondo.
Uh-huh.
Before I got married, she lived in Huntington Beach, and
uh-huh.
we were engaged. I spent a lot of time down there.
Right.
And I'd drive to Manhattan Beach, and my office was every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did that for 30 years, I'd be a freeway shooter.
Yeah.
I'd get on a Beach Boulevard. I had over an hour listening to Mark and Brian.
Oh, getting onto the freeway in Huntington Beach will take you an hour. Because you got to go to
Beach. This time of year, they always make fun of dropping the Yule log.
Uh-huh.
There's Dad dropping the Yule is a song or something about Yule. Here we go, kids, we're dropping the Yule log.
Yeah.
And they'd do that with a splash.
Yeah.
You couldn't do that now. I don't know why. Of all the things Mark and Brian did, remember dropping the Yule log. Yeah. So it all works out.
And then, of course, I always like the Cheech and Chong comedy bit, Santa Claus and His Old Lady.
You know, I got to go back and listen. Because when we used to have Cheech and Chong albums,
uh-huh.
I think I was trying to be Cheech or Chong at the same time.
Right.
I don't remember.
So you don't remember.
What's
much.
The other guy? Hey, wait, where's...
Dave.
Dave. Dave's not here. Well, we'll take a break and try to figure out where Dave is.
Timeless information for your self-care and health. HRNradio.com.
Redondo Beach. Sorry, I didn't know the headset on. Wasn't ready to go. I'm actually texting Jed Motley now. He said he can't get on the radio.
Yeah, I just made an adjustment, so it might be working.
Still working. So, well, let's see. What else has happened? My daughter had a party last week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My daughter has an annual ugly sweater Christmas party.
Oh, cool.
And it's grown partly because of social media.
Yeah.
And I have a house with a nice big, big bar.
Uh-huh.
You've been there.
Yeah.
It's a big bar.
Uh-huh.
And it holds a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And none of the other parents do. Plus, they're all 24, 25.
Mm-hmm.
And any other parent I've talked to said, are you out of your mind? We're not doing that. And they can't do it at our house, period. Well, I've been more of a Disneyland dad than most of their parents.
Uh-huh.
So... my daughter and her fiance and a few other friends offered to pay for a hotel for Pam and I for the night.
Oh, how cool.
And I said, how cool, how stupid of me to take up in that offer, unless you want to pay for Terranea or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were thinking more like a Motel 6.
Of course.
I went, no. So we went to party for an hour and a half at my buddy Don Lee's house.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, it's like an old Irish party. All the guys are in the backyard smoking cigars and all the women are inside talking.
Yeah.
And Pam's not into that. It was uh-huh. cold outside, so yeah. We were there an hour and a half, came home. I wasted Uber.
Uh-huh.
You know, Uber means you're supposed to drink.
Right.
But I'll have one drink. I wasn't in the mood, but uh-huh. I still took Uber.
Yeah.
So we come home from to our house about 9 o'clock, and there are 45 young people in my house.
In ugly sweaters.
Yeah, and a couple of them didn't know me.
Uh-huh.
And I walked up. I thought I was an old guy crashing the party. So
they charge you admission.
They almost did, yeah.
Yeah.
Now the good thing was they left us a pile full of booze.
Uh huh.
Bad thing was they found a couple of good old stashes of old Jack Daniels and some good vodka gifts.
Knocked out some of the good stuff.
It's gone. No, not some of it. Done.
Oh.
And then it broke one of my glasses with my name engraved on outside.
Uh-oh.
They forgot the red cups.
Oh boy.
And I go out to my little area where my butterflies are. I put my butterfly habitat.
Yeah.
I put a sign out, do not open. And I played like Secret Agent Man. I put tape in some spots.
Uh-huh.
So I would know if they opened it, and they didn't.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't want to forget and leave it open. All my caterpillars climb out.
Yeah.
So anyway, I go back, and then the next morning, I walk out, and there's probably 50 cigarette butts, even on the ground. Brad goes, none of my friends smoke. I go, well, apparently they do. I don't have a problem with it, but they were just, and then the Sunday morning, we had like three people upstairs, out.
Mm.
Most of the people, all other people were gone, but my street looked like I lived on a really busy street.
Uh-huh.
Cars everywhere,
yeah.
Which is a good thing. They don't drive home.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my Christmas lights that go across my front porch, they're not working, probably like 10 strands.
Mm.
They're kind of ripped. I think someone tried to play a jungle gym on them.
Oh, yeah, if I can see that.
Well, Brett's fiance is coming over tomorrow to fix them.
Uh-huh.
Even though I'm on the radio, Pam and Brett won't listen to this for a while. They usually listen to him, but on their own due course.
Yeah.
So I didn't tell Pam or Brett. I didn't want her to think I was, you know, picking on him for having a party. But, yeah, it was obvious. It wasn't just an act of God.
Yeah.
So her boyfriend's fiance is coming over to fix him. I'm not climbing a ladder.
Mm-hmm.
But we probably had 20 big, hefty bags of trash.
Oh, boy.
That they took out.
Mm-hmm.
The amazing thing was they cleaned up. Very well. They came over on Sunday, about 10 of them, and I did say we're not having a do-over.
Yeah.
Because they went till 4 in the morning.
Ooh, that's pretty late. Yeah.
And but they cleaned up, and it still wasn't a Pam specification. She, uh-huh. After they left, she spent like 3 hours.
Uh-huh.
You know, spit polishing it. But I told them, if I can hear you from our bedroom, that means you're really loud, because we're on the other side of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
And that means our neighbors, it just blasts out on Halberta.
Uh-huh.
And the back behind us on Avenue D. So I said, you know, I don't have the same clout I used to have, so I don't want to visit from the Redondo's finest.
Yeah.
Nobody complained. Nobody showed up. I told them they had to close the windows at midnight.
Uh-huh.
And it was good, good, clean fun.
Good.
And it's good to have a house where your kids, at even their advanced age,
yeah,
can have a party without worrying about it.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, where it's like Cheers. And I go there. All their friends know that we're going out of our way for this party.
Yeah.
But it's good. It cost us nothing. And they didn't. You know, what I did when I was 25, other people's houses, sometimes puking or whatever.
Yeah.
So I have a soft spot. But it was an amazing party they had. But, you know, you forget when you get older how they can go on and on and on.
Oh, yeah.
And this is without, and she swears, and I know all of her friends, it's without the use of any performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
You know, in fact.
A sleep repellent.
They might have had a few, yeah, sleep repellent, jaw grinding, teeth-cleaning drugs.
Yeah.
But they... they did go out there. I found a few things which maybe led me to believe they might have been a little cannabis in the backyard.
Oh, well.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I did hide mine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I put my own. I said, no, you're not going to get into that. And
yeah, if the Jack Daniels is gone, I'm sure.
Yeah, I would have gone.
Fly away.
But I cracked up. But they left me, there's probably 10 bottles half filled of Jameson's and Dewar's.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, they left a whole bunch and a bunch of beer.
I like Jameson's.
Yeah,
that's
well, come on
Irish
over.
Coffee.
You're going to have it. Jameson's, here's where you put Jameson's in, Mr. Diet that I am, shot of Jameson's and a splash of almond milk eggnog. So it's a healthy one.
Yeah.
No ice, no nothing. It's a little warm shooter.
Mm-hmm.
And I drank a few of those that night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jameson's and almond eggnog. It sounds repulsive.
You know, I might have to try the almond eggnog because I can't do eggnog because, you know, I get
lactose
violently ill. Yeah, I can't do milk or ice cream. I'm like, yeah.
Okay, I'm not the guy. 6 months ago, they tried to get me to do eggnog. I mean, almond milk.
Yeah.
I tasted it. I spit it out. So you're out of your mind. I don't drink that much milk. I'll have 0% fat, skim milk on my cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like looking at white water when you do that.
Oh, yeah.
But and you can't use it in coffee or anything. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
So they got me to try it. And plain. No vanilla flavor, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually good. It grows on you. I put it in my coffee.
Yeah.
Jameson's. So you use it good and healthy and all bad.
Nice.
This is healthylife.net. So
yeah.
How to be a healthy drunk. Use almond milk, and you don't even need ice.
That's
right, Jameson.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, yeah. And I had them take away the Baileys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do Jameson's and Baileys.
Yeah, Baileys got a lot of Irish or cream in it.
Cream,
anyway,
so fattening and stuff.
That can dent into your 500 calorie per day.
And forget about the calorie part.
Mm-hmm.
It's so tasty.
Oh, yeah.
That I put them down.
Yeah, oh yeah. So, yeah, you want to do like three or four of them.
Yeah, three or four to start. Yeah, 30 or 40.
I know.
But it's amazing that I'm very proud of my kids for having a party. And they did their very, very best to clean it up.
Yeah. Just
when their friends started showing up, I was getting a little nervous. No, we're not having a do-over on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
But had they started, they didn't get out of bed till 11.
Mm-hmm.
Had they started earlier, they would have been totally cleaned up. But then one of their friends comes over, help him clean up. So all he was there was drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pam goes up there after they'd all finished cleaning, and he had ripped the Coors can in half.
Oh.
And he's using it for a spittoon.
Oh, boy.
You choose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that little can of spit
made
Pam almost throw up, and
mm-hmm.
she was a little perturbed. And you came here to clean up and left a bigger mess. Plus, he made a few spots. So I told Brad next time, she goes, well, vapes aren't, cigarette vapes.
Yeah.
They don't mess up the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, if I can't have a cigar upstairs, you're not vaping or chewing.
Yeah.
No more. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
So all you guys here, none of you guys smoke or anything. So mm-hmm. if one or two guys want to chew, then go outside my backyard. I might spit all over my caterpillars. But
right.
It was a good, actually, if you can call it that many people in one room, a good clean party.
Yeah.
It was fine. And the fact that there's so many cars out there the next day.
Yeah.
That I was worried they'd be there a week.
Yeah.
But, I don't understand it, though. You got to drive your car over and park.
Yeah.
And take an Uber home.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get Uber back to get the car.
Yeah.
So why don't you just Uber there in the first place?
Cut it down in half. Unless you're like, even if you're, say, bringing partyables, bringing bottles or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure Mr. Uber or Mrs. Uber is going to understand.
Oh, they don't care. They'll load it up with cases of booze.
Put it in the box,
You can drink legally in the back of an Uber.
Really?
In California.
Oh.
Jeff Ginsburg, who knows every rule in the world, former councilman.
Uh-huh. He's done some research.
He looked it up. Because you can drink, get in the back with a beer. I'm not tested it myself.
Yeah.
I have enough cocktails when I get to my destination. I don't need to get there with a cocktail. But
sounds like Louisiana law.
But he says you can. But they don't mind. I used Uber.
Mm-hmm.
The trouble, again, using Uber with me, especially if I'm drinking,
mm-hmm.
I'll drink more.
Yeah.
And then at this time of year, both ways to Don's house.
Yeah.
$6 ride. I gave the guy a $20 tip both times. Oh, well, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
And Pam goes, what'd you do that for? I go, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
I've been getting sweet people all night.
I've had really outstanding luck with Uber and Lyft as well.
So don't you, I feel like a dick when they email you or text you later on or email you and ask what you thought about the driver and then ask if you want to give him a tip.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to tell Uber I just gave the guy a $20 tip.
Right.
I don't know why. Maybe they'll tax him on it. But I...
Oh, you left him a 20 on in person or through the app?
No, in person.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'd prefer to give it to you. If I'm at a restaurant, I'll give him the cash instead of on the credit card. This happened like at Boozy's last week. We were there. You weren't there. We had to feed the kitty.
Mm-hmm.
They put the tab on there. I mean, the tip, which is great. It's a big tip.
Yeah.
But it didn't help. The waiter would have gotten more.
Yeah.
Had we just were allowed to give him more 20s.
Uh-huh.
In fact, about the music at HT Grill when there's patrons there having dinner.
Right.
Now the Hennessy doesn't like it.
Yeah.
I think, I told you this. We walked in with my receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And we weren't having that big a dinner or anything, but there was eight of us at the table. The tab came in for $471.
Right.
And my buddy Mike and I put it on our card, and everybody chipped in. No one got hosed.
Yeah, yeah.
Usually when you have your kids and some of their friends, you're going to get stuck. But we're all fine. So I walked over there that night. We left Boozy's, went over to HT, and Paul was there. And I pulled out my receipt because I kept the copy of the receipt.
Right.
This would have paid for the damn band. Just put them here. And we had a nice dinner,
mm-hmm.
and there were like 20 other people paying.
Yeah.
But, I didn't notice. When they put a tip on the bill, they don't usually tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to tip. Sometimes you tip on top of the tip.
Oh, maybe just because it's a large party or something?
Yeah, it was a party of seven or eight.
Yeah.
Most restaurants put a mandatory, I think it's 15%.
Gratuity percent.
Mandatory 15% gratuity.
Yeah.
Which has always annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, I'm a great tipper.
Uh-huh.
So I respect the job they're doing, and I know that they're not, but if you pay them cash, they're not, I don't think they get as taxed as heavily.
Yeah.
No one knows about it.
Well, the thing about, I believe, and this is someone like, you know, one time, because I typically will pay cash, you know, as well, because I like, you know, I hate knowing that, okay, that didn't go through on my card or something. And, one person that you know, as a server, was saying, oh, cash, great, because I guess at the end of the night, when they do count up the money and the tips and they split that together, they can take it home, you know, as opposed to if you tip them through the card, you know, it's going to take like 3 or 4 days for that to go through.
The owner's not going to give them the cash.
Yeah, you know, so it ends up going on their check or tips or something, so they don't get that right away.
And it's not taxed.
Yeah. You know, so but, you give them the cash, and it's, you know.
You know, I feel sometimes, I guess, if you know, the art of tipping, it is an art.
Yeah.
Because the other people and the staff get to, you know, they get to share it, rightfully so. The bus boys or girls or the kitchen help.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get an exceptionally good server or waiter.
Yeah.
I don't want them sharing.
Right.
Or if you go to Vegas, they'll tip their, you know, they put all their tips together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want them sharing my tip with that. Bad
the guy
dealer.
Not pulling his weight.
Yeah, the dealer that just took my money.
Yeah,
but anyway, it's an art to tip. You know, and I always it's a stupid thing. You know, go to Europe, they don't tip.
I was going to say a friend of mine went to Europe, and he's like, it's weird not tipping.
You know? Yeah, they get mad in Ireland. They don't listen to you. They just watch you work with the bar. They call them the barman.
Yeah,
and I've seen like 3 bar women in my life. Mm-hmm. I've been there a lot. And they don't like it when you give them anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll usually, even over there, I'll throw down whatever the euro is, and it comes out to 2.90, you know, even 10 cents.
Yeah.
I'll leave it. They don't like that. You're not supposed, they go, you make us look bad.
Mm-hmm.
You set the bar too high.
Mm.
But over here, whatever, you know, it's an art. I don't know how we got stuck on tipping.
Yeah.
But it's something like Feed the Kitty when they played for all those 170 people at HT Grill.
Yeah.
Their private party. I think Jed said he got $14.
Yeah. Now, see, I think, you know, restaurants and stuff have a different way of, you know, cutting up, but there's different levels of society where I think, you know, tipping is, you know, is definitely should be expected or should be more encouraged. I think tipping a band, especially if they play a song that you wanted to hear, even if you requested it or you go, hey, wow, I really enjoyed that song. I'm going to. You know, toss them, you know.
Well, that night they
cash.
Wouldn't let my kids in at HT Grill because they were doing the private party.
Yeah.
Hell, Brett and Katie would have tipped them more than they made from all those cheap screws.
Exactly.
But I always tip a band.
Yeah.
And it's a, in fact, for the first time in my life, I actually took one of their t-shirts the other night.
Uh-huh.
In El Segundo.
Oh, cool.
So I wore it to the gym.
Nice.
And it was kind of funny because the band's got a cat caricature and it says Feed the Kitty.
Oh, yeah.
And Pan goes, you know, these old ladies don't understand that. They're wondering, what the hell is that? But it's, you know, they don't, I finally can fit into their shirts. No one builds XXL shirts anymore.
Right.
So now I'm an extra large, so it's fine. But
I last time I came back from Oakland, I wore my Feed the Kitty shirt on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just wanted to wear it around a different airport and outside of LA and see if anyone
noticed
it and getting on the plane on one of the you know the what do you even call them anymore?
Flight attendants,
you know. It was because it was a guy and he's like, oh, Feed the Kitty.
Nice. Yeah.
What's that all about? And I go, well, do you spend time in LA? He's like, yeah, you know, we do this, you know, Oakland to LA, you know, a couple times a week. So yeah, I end up spending some time down in LA. I go, yeah, you know, look them up.
You might have seen them, yeah.
Play a lot of shows and, you know.
It's funny. That's sad. What do you call them? You call them flight attendants. You can't call them stews anymore. All right. It's time for a break, right?
Yeah.
We will take this. I'll take this call. We'll take a break.
Okay.
All right.
Uplifting Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Just no place like home, Redondo Beach. It's a great place to live. So what else is going on? Oh, you know, I've had a little fun saving money. You know, not like lots of money.
Uh-huh.
You ever get a little arousal, or, you know, you're aroused kind of when you save like even $2 or
something. Oh, always happy when, you know, find out, oh, that's on special today.
Yeah, I mean,
pants that are already on sale are more on sale than you expected.
That's right. I'm not embarrassed to say I go to Walmart and buy my blue jeans for $8.61.
Uh-huh.
But I was looking at my bill a few weeks ago, my American Express card,
mm-hmm.
and AOL. Now, I'm one of the old throwbacks that still use AOL.
Yeah.
Well, Pam signed us both up years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we're on separate accounts.
Oh, okay.
Now, you could put like 20 names on one account, but we're on separate accounts.
Mm-hmm.
We're paying $22 a month each for internet, for AOL.
Okay.
For years, we've been doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to call AOL. I'm getting the chat thing.
Yeah.
And they're very attentive. And so, you can't do, she can't put hers on mine or mine on hers,
uh-huh.
or we lose our name.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So I go, we can't change our email addresses.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, what if I just cancel the account and go to Gmail?
Yeah.
You go, but you know, this is a chat thing, though.
Uh-huh.
I can hear him stuttering on his keyboard.
Yeah.
Can I work on this? Get right back to you. Please don't go away.
Yeah.
So they came back. Well, we can't combine the accounts, but we can give you these, our super duper specials.
Yeah.
So now it went from $44 a month down to $8.
Well, that's
for
kind
two
of, cool.
of us.
Yeah.
And with all this extra special stuff.
Yeah.
I go, all it took was one phone call.
No, that's reasonable.
Or a chat thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun. And then Sirius satellite radio.
Uh-huh.
I love it. I have it in my car.
Yeah.
Well, we got rid of Pam's car
mm-hmm.
and my car.
Uh-huh.
And we only have one car.
Right.
With a radio that's equipped for that because Pam's driving a nice old car now.
Uh-huh.
I call up Sirius and trying to explain it to them. We got rid of two. We only have one. They still didn't get it.
Mm.
But I thought, like one car for $20 and the next car is a nickel.
Yeah.
It's like $30 per month per car.
Oh, man.
And Pam in her Murano never once turned it on.
Mm-hmm.
So she had that car for 4 years.
Oh, wow.
There's $1,200 right down the old pooper. So I canceled it. Kept it on mine.
Yeah.
So they owe me, they're going to give me a credit, so I keep it, like $180,
uh-huh.
because my new truck's got 3 months free.
Okay.
And I'm not one of those finagler guys, but anyway, they do it for you if you're on a chat line.
Mm.
It's much easier to chat with people on a computer than it is to do it on the phone.
Wow.
Because they're all young people.
Yeah.
And you can't tell if they have an accent or something.
Yeah.
So, but then Sirius told me they couldn't cancel my Murano. I had to call this number.
Yeah.
But she entered everything into the computer, so mm-hmm. I don't have to explain the story again.
Yeah.
Sure enough, I called, and the lady obviously wasn't in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she said it's all in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
She did it all in 30 seconds. It was nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good. And yeah. then I canceled Spectrum TV because we went to watch the Dodgers.
Oh, you did that with glee, if I recall.
I did it with glee.
Speaking of the holidays.
Yeah, so.
You can use that word, glee.
Glee. We can.
Yes.
I can't say I have a gay old time, but I can have a gleeful
Unless
time.
Unless you're a Flintstones singer.
Yeah, it's a glee. No, that wouldn't fly today.
It wouldn't, man. They'd be like, what is Fred and Barney got going on at the lodge?
Well, you never know. I think they're gender neutral. You know, they never had a real bathroom. And what they used for toilet paper back in those days.
The only thing, they did go to the lodge where women weren't allowed, so that's the only thing.
That's funny, yeah.
And that's all Betty and Wilma wanted to do was go to the lodge to see what happened there, you know?
And they never let Betty and Wilma sit properly, so you know they weren't wearing panties.
Right.
Yeah, you know, those are just little skinny things. You know what goes through boys' minds watching cartoons.
Yeah.
But I did cancel Spectrum with glee. But I'll have to get it back.
Oh, of course, yeah. Baseball season's
and
right
they're
around
charging
the corner.
We have three TVs that have Spectrum on it also.
Uh-huh.
So they're charging $5 a month each per TV to keep their little receiver and the remote.
Oh yeah.
Or else I could take it back.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time I take it back and get it
and
back again,
reinstall it.
Yeah. So I just said I'll eat that. But
you know, plus that's a day of your life you don't get back.
I'll never get it back.
Company and standing in line to turn.
Not gonna happen.
Line.
Yeah. Oh. So yeah, it was kind of a good week. When I went on Social Security last year,
mm-hmm.
I hit the wrong password too many times.
Uh huh.
I was zoned out. I couldn't go. I had to go down to Social Security twice on Crenshaw.
Oh, wow.
That's 3 hours standing in a line.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because I never saw any of my neighbors there. I just saw myself with about 300 people that I've never met.
Uh-huh.
And then, so Pam, I'm helping her get on. She turned 65 in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And she's using her password, and at a time it bombed us out.
Oh.
Nope, you're out till for 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
And after the third time, she goes, I forgot the exclamation point.
Uh-huh.
Because you got to have all these symbols now.
Oh, yeah, it's quite complicated.
God. So anyway, at 3 o'clock exactly the next day, went on and typed it very slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And boom, we're on.
Uh-huh.
So we got her hooked up with Medicare and Social Security in less than 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And she must have had like 5 emails from Social Security. She's all set up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how proud you feel when you get that. Boom, without going to Social Security office. You got a long way to go for that.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's still, because they're so slow, she won't be on Social Security until February 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to do it like 4 months in advance.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still going to pay a little bit more, for insurance in January.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of fun. I go, you know, I'll go out and blow that much money tonight
uh-huh.
at a restaurant or a bar.
Celebrating.
But it was just fun.
Savings. You know?
Look, I saved 10 bucks,
yeah.
you know, and you kind of feel exhilarated
yeah.
doing that for no reason at all.
No, I love that.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam goes, well, it's only this. Like, if you add them all up, and then, you know, it's just something that you feel like you're beating the system a little bit.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Well, you're talking about, you know, like saving money on jeans. There's a store at the Galleria, Kohl's, right?
Yeah.
And I've lucked out getting some, you know, some good jeans and stuff there, you know, for myself in the past. And I went there a couple of weeks ago and needed some dress shoes, right? And I'm like, I don't know where to go. I'm going to start here. I've had good luck with them in the mm-hmm. past. And I think I was trying to find Macy's and couldn't find it, and I found Kohl's instead. So I find these shoes. They're on sale already. And I go, okay, well, that's, I'm already winning because that's kind of under the budget that, you know, I was allowing myself. And then I rang them up and it was like another $10 off. And
yeah.
I'm like, yeah, these were on sale. She's like, oh yeah, but you got like the lunchtime special, like before between noon and two.
Oh, nice.
Some extra special going on. I'm like, really? You know, lucky for me that I slept in on a Saturday.
It kind of feels
coffee,
good, doesn't it?
Watched a little college football, strolled down here,
you know,
hoping to avoid the morning rush, and I got the lunchtime special.
It's amazing.
I'm like,
it
oh,
is
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
You feel empowered.
Yeah.
I went, oh, see, I go to, unfortunately, I think all this.
It adds up for all the little charges that come our way.
Exactly.
You know?
That I overpay
like
for.
One for the little guy.
Like paying the mandatory tip.
Right.
But what's funny is unfortunately, I do all my shopping in Torrance.
Uh-huh.
Redondo, because of people, doesn't have much to shop in.
Right.
But my wife gave me a coupon for the store called DSW.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not far from the top secret location.
Yes.
And I got three pair of Skechers.
Uh-huh.
Like, just like Tony Romo has in the commercial.
Uh-huh.
But they're slip-ons.
Yeah.
And, you know, mine were all dirty. I don't buy shoes very often.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, if you spend $180, you get to take off, they'll take off 60 bucks.
Right.
So, like, the shoes are all 50, tax doesn't count.
Right, right.
So the shoes are like $55.
Yeah.
So I got those,
uh-huh.
and I got three pair and a couple pair of socks and some goofy things. And then to make it $181,
right.
they knocked off 60 bucks.
That's great.
So I got a pair of shoes for free.
Yeah.
It was quite funny. Yeah, and then right next door to that is where I buy these my suits that you can throw away, wear once and throw away.
Uh-huh.
LA Suit Exchange.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny. All the stores are in Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
See, Redondo's better get with it. We won't be able to afford anything.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, it's just shopping. But it's kind of funny when Pam gives me a $60 off coupon.
Uh-huh.
And the people in line are going, how'd you get that? I go, I have no idea. My wife handed it to me. It's quite funny. And, or you go to Ace Hardware, put your phone number in. Okay, we'll take 40% off
mm-hmm.
my little screw I bought or something like that. But, yeah, I've never been the kind of guy that seeks out bargains or whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more time you have, you sit there and let's just see who I can mess with.
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
And especially when it's on your credit card coming out every month.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, that'll buy me one more night to bottle in a month or something like that. But
right.
It's speaking of that, we have a bottle in tonight. I'm not going to make it, I don't think, Jed. But so real quick, we have the Rams. Got their ass handed to him on
Oh, that Sunday night game. I was like, oh, looking forward to watching that game. And
yeah, me too.
You know, I got to admit, I like Nick Foles, man.
I'm cheering for Nick Foles.
He's a heck of a player.
I want him to go to the Super Bowl. I want them to win.
Uh-huh.
And I want to see what kind of conundrum they're in now. They got a Carson Wentz.
Yeah.
Who doesn't do anything. And they
can't
got
make
Nick
it
Foles.
Through the season.
Yeah, it's quite funny. Nick Foles is a definite backup quarterback. But
you know, I did feel a little besmirched that they didn't mention Jim Plunkett when they're talking about great, you know, comebacks, you know, during the season. See, his happened too early in the season. That by the time
his happened before social media,
it did,
and he was ugly.
Yeah, that too.
You gotta be semi-handsome.
You know, but Pastorini broke his leg. Plunkett came in,
exactly,
to the Super Bowl, and then Mark Wilson, who was the owner's son-in-law, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so he had to come in and save them. You know,
those are the days that people don't even remember.
Yeah,
yeah, that was like L.A. Raider days.
Yeah.
And it was Plunkett was both, wasn't he?
Yeah, the first championship was in Oakland, and I believe they moved 1 year after that.
Yeah, I think they got another one against the Redskins.
Yeah.
Well, it's all the teams, last night watching that game, I watched a piece of it, but Cam Wilson looks like he needs to take a break. That arm's not hitting anything.
Oh, yeah.
But remember, about 4 weeks ago, they were talking about scores are going to be out of the world, or 100 points per game. Now they're lucky to get 30 points between them.
It was last night 12-9 or 12-6.
Yeah, and the Rams got skunked, and Dallas got skunked.
Oh, Dallas got shut out.
Yeah, but it's odd. I like to, and I liked watching Tom Brady lose.
You know, oh, that's always a joy.
He looked, he actually, unfortunately, looked his age.
Yeah, I watched that, a little of that game too. Actually, you know, back to the Feed the Kitty set the other night, you know, that there was an epic game going on that I, you know, had to sort of I wasn't watching, but I noticed that the Chargers came back and won. They were down by two touchdowns, and I was like, there's nothing
that
to see here.
Right, that was an amazing game.
And then I got to the gig at Susie's, you know, there was a little bit of drive period in between, and I think the Chargers had tied it up. And then we get, by the time we get there, they're talking to Philip Rivers on the TV, and it's like, I didn't have time to really pay attention to it.
You were there when even Jack, we would run a high-fiving people.
Yeah, so, you know, the Chargers have, you know, they've...
I forgot. The two-point conversion.
Yeah,
3 seconds left.
Two-point conversion.
It takes balls.
Ended up winning it, and I gotta say, I'm really liking what the Chargers have been up to, you know, and
I think they'd beat the Rams head to head.
They would right now. They're playing a little bit better. I think they're a little more balanced. And, you know, I was thinking the other night, it's like, I might have to just go back on everything and just jump on this Charger bandwagon, you know?
If they were playing anybody but the Rams in the Super Bowl, I'd cheer for the Chargers.
Yeah.
Now Green Bay's out.
Uh-huh.
And they should sit Aaron Rodgers for the rest of the year, two games. But I don't know if Philadelphia was there with Nick Foles, I'd have to cheer for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's Nick Foles.
Yeah.
And the cool Chargers story. Doing great. I have no faith in some of their quarterback, but you might.
Yeah.
But it's his turn.
Yeah, but I know. He hasn't won one yet.
The game Saturday night
right off
is
going to
be 25,000 people in a nationally televised Saturday night game.
Yeah.
So it should be quite against the Ravens.
Yeah, and that's kind of a playoff. You know, if the season was over today, that actually would be an official playoff game, exactly how it lined up. Those two hold the wild card.
I think it would be quite funny to watch a playoff game in Carson, California.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny. I actually was paying attention more.
Mm-hmm.
But the other night we were watching the Charger game. Jack was watching the TV behind the bar.
You're right.
And if you listen closely, he was inserting some of the score into one of the songs.
Oh.
He was yelling out the score and the lyrics. But it was easy to pretend you're watching, you know, you're watching the band because the TV was so annoying right behind your head.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you can't not see the TV.
Yeah, it's amazing they put that, but it is a bar, not really meant for a stage and everything. Mm-hmm. But it was interesting. Got to watch Jet Feed the Kitty and the Chargers on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. That's going good.
Yeah.
You know, I'll go there every time. We got to start. See, right now you go to Boozy's behind the band. You got to look at this painting of Victor, a good friend of mine. You know, Victor.
Uh-huh.
He's like the, you know, they all their paintings back there. Well, he's a good customer. So I won't use his last name. But he's got a picture back there, right between the band.
Uh huh.
So I got to stare at him all the time. They should put a TV right there.
Yeah.
So they don't have any games on a Tuesday. I don't want to watch basketball. But, yeah, they put some good shows on, like one of those, you know, This Is Us behind it, that my wife would sit around longer.
I remember up in, you know, some of the rock clubs started, like, they would have TV screens up during shows, but they would show movies where you didn't really have to hear the dialogue, you know.
They'd have subtitles?
No, but just kind of cult classics.
Oh, you just know.
There's that one movie with Dennis Weaver called Duel.
Oh, God, yeah.
Where, like, there's this truck trying to run him off the road.
That was Steven Spielberg's first movie.
It was.
Yeah. Filmed in, what's the road? By Acton. Between Acton and, you know, on the way by
like
Magic
the 134
Mountain.
134 or
it goes,
something?
It follows the, what is that, the 14?
Yeah.
That goes out to Palmdale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Soledad Canyon Road.
Okay.
I used to go out there many times with my buddies to go riding motorcycles or shooting pistols.
Uh-huh.
And it's all filmed on that. That was entirely filmed on less than a 10-mile area.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've been out there where the cliff was and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there. But, yeah, Duel.
You know, so, you know, put something like that up there where you don't really need the dialogue, but you got something to look at and you got the band to listen to.
That was a spooky movie.
It was kind of creepy.
And, yeah, it was creepy. But I'm one of those guys that, remember, I went to Santa Fe to see the boys. I went and saw these movie sets.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a movie freak, but what I like to know they filmed something there.
Oh, me too.
I like to see, you know, where, I don't know, that where... I could talk about it for hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I can think of all these movies.
Well,
is it time to go home?
Do one of those shows maybe in the new year.
Yeah, well, talk about it. I'll think about all these movie sets that are around the beach.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have all these shows filming in Redondo Beach Harbor.
Uh-huh.
And they could still do it. You know why they can? Because nobody's there. Nobody goes to the harbor. It's just, why go? There's nothing there. On that note, everybody have a really great Christmas, Hanukkah, what else they call it?
Kwanzaa's in there.
Kwanzaa. Anything you got going, have a wonderful one and a great new year. And Jay and I'll be back in a couple of weeks. Bye.